Week 2, Friday, Vespers. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. How long must this go on? My work, for what it's worth, was over years ago, and though I try and try, no one will ever know what I have done, it seems. The doors clang shut at every knock. True, I continue, but without real hope. And yet it's his work, so where is his help? I cannot make it grow myself, stuck here in this eternal rut. Eternal? No, you do not understand. Consider what he did on that last day. He could not carry it himself, and still he fell. 3 times. He tells you, if you will come after him, it must be done his way. Success must wait until the promised land. Master, please keep my soul from death and never let me falter. Psalm 116. I love Yahweh because he listened to my voice when I pleaded with him. And because he turned his ear to hear me, I will call upon him as long as I live. Death's throes were all around me. The anguish of the land below the earth had seized me. I was in agony and torment. And then I called out Yahweh's name. Please, Yahweh, I beg you, set my soul free. And Yahweh is kind and virtuous. Yes, our God is merciful. Yahweh keeps the little people safe. I was beaten down, and he saved me. Go back to sleep, my soul, because Yahweh has been generous to you. Yes, you have saved my soul from death and taken the tears out of my eyes, and you have kept my feet from slipping. And I will walk in Yahweh's presence in the land of the living. I did have faith, even when I said, "This is a disaster." Yes, I said in my rashness, every human being is a liar. But now how should I pay Yahweh back for all the good he has done for me? I will take the cup that saved me in my hands and call on Yahweh's name. I will fulfill my vows to Yahweh now in the presence of all his people, because the death of his holy people is a precious thing in Yahweh's eyes. Yahweh, as it is true, I am your slave. Your slave and the son of your maidservant. But you have set me free from bondage. So I will offer you my thanks as my sacrifice, and will call upon Yahweh's name. I will fulfill my vows to Yahweh now in the presence of all his people, here in the courtyard of Yahweh's house, here in your center, Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, please keep my soul from death and never let me falter. My help comes from the Master who made heaven and earth. Psalm 121. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where is my help to come from? My help comes from Yahweh who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip, and the one who watches over you will not doze off. No, the one who keeps Israel safe is never drowsy, never sleeps at all. It is Yahweh who keeps you safe. Yahweh is your shadow, always right beside you. And so the sun will not strike you down during the day, or the moon during the night. No, Yahweh will preserve you from every harm. He will keep your soul secure. Yahweh will see that you have a safe path out and a safe path home, from this time on to all eternity. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. My help comes from the Master who made heaven and earth. King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true. Song, Revelation 15, 3-4. Your deeds are great and astonishing, Master God, ruler of all. Your roads are just and true, King of the nations. Would anyone not be in awe of you, Master? and not glorify your name, because only you are holy, and because all the nations have come and have given worship before you, because your sentences have been pronounced. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true. Reading, 1 Corinthians 2, 7-10. What we say is the wisdom God kept as a secret, his concealed wisdom, which God had in mind before time began to dignify us with. And none of the leaders of these times recognized it. If they had recognized it, they would never have crucified the master of the dignity. But as Scripture says, what God has prepared for those who love him is something no eye has seen or ear heard, something that has not entered man's heart. And God has disclosed this to us through the Spirit. The Prince died for our sins to make us into an offering to God. The Prince died for our sins to make us into an offering to God. He died to this world of sin and came back to life in the power of the Spirit to make us into an offering to God. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Prince died for our sins, to make us into an offering to God. Please remember your mercy, Master, and the merciful promise you made to our ancestors. The Magnificat. My soul is full of the Master's magnificence. My spirit is bursting with joy in God my Savior, because he has turned his eyes toward his poor little slave. And now from this time on, people will honor me through all the ages to come. Yes, the God of power, the one whose very name is holy, has done tremendous things in me. His kindness reaches from age to age to those in awe of him. He has flexed his strong right arm and routed arrogance and conceit. He has toppled powers from their thrones and elevated nobodies. He has filled the hungry with the best cuisine and sent the rich away with nothing. He has given support to his servant Israel, just as he told our ancestors, remembering to shower his mercies on Abraham and his descendants forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please remember your mercy, Master, and the merciful promise you made to our ancestors. Let us bless the Prince, our kind and merciful Master, who dries the tears of those who are weeping. Let us call out to him in love and beg, please have mercy on your people, Master. Master Jesus, you comfort the little people, and so please be attentive to the tears of the poor. Please have mercy on your people, Master. Merciful God, please listen to the cries of the dying and comfort them with your presence. Please have mercy on your people, Master. Please make exiles aware of your providential care so that they can return to their homes on earth and finally enter their true home in heaven. Please have mercy on your people, Master. Please be merciful to sinners who have fallen away from your love and bring them into conformity with yourself and your church. Please have mercy on your people, Master. Please save our brothers and sisters who have died, and let them share in the totality of your rescue. Please have mercy on your people, Master. Master, thank you for the special blessings you have bestowed on me today. Please have mercy on your people, Master. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please, do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Dear God, our Father, the contradiction of the cross shows your infinite wisdom. Please help us see that the glory of your Son is revealed in the suffering he freely accepted, and give us the faith to claim as the only glory we have, the glory of our Master Prince Jesus, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.